We have come across some interesting new characters. Lizard man in a bar, pretty good fighter. A really fast talking. Is he a gnome or was he a halfling? Well, either way, talked a lot really fast. I think he was like something about deliveries and some kind of theories. We kind of apologized for blowing up the tower. My bad. And then we got back on the road after picking up our horses. We got a pony for Doric, and a guy and I are riding a older horse, riding horse. It's not the best looking horse, but it'll do. It was free.
It's a weird chain of events.
It's not great, but it'll do. It's free. Okay.
Well, it all seems connected. Was it?
They got you decent enough horses.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're probably just like the quickest ones they could get, which would be, I say on short notice, probably just a small pack mule, a pack horse for a pony, and like an old semi-retired riding horse. It's fine. It kind of fits his aesthetic, especially if it's white, because then he'd be riding an old pale horse.
And he's wearing his ever lightning clothing.
Oh my god, I just figured out what's happening. He's turning into Gandalf.
I wish I had Shadowfax. That'd be a badass horse to have.
Oh boy. That's Gandalf with a PH.
No, that's the gnome one.
It's the Gandalf you get on Wish.
I'm not a wizard.
The Gandalf at home.
Exactly.
We have Gandalf at home.
This isn't Gandalf. This home. Is Grandalf.
Grandalf.
It's Grand Elf.
Oh my gosh.
That needs to be the title for the episode.
Oh god, I had a horrible idea. Grindelf, the dating app for wizards.
Oh, oh boy, that was an interesting
all
start.
All right,
yes, we are.
Oh, please let Grindelf be the title. I want to see that art.
I don't.
If not, fans, you know what to do.
Yes, fans, you know what to do. Send Jake your nastiest grind elf arts that you can make.
That's not what I said.
That's what I heard.
That was the implication, I thought.
That was definitely the implication that
was
given.
The implication was, hey, listen, put that in the Discord.
We need Jake to squirm from his mistakes.
Just remember, sign enough so I can share with the class.
Alright, so you had gotten your horses to leave the city. You were going to follow the roads.
Yes.
Which will take you back through Pasta Town there, the riverside. Ooh. The riversides. And then take you up the road to Nordica. Oops. Now I have to call it Riversides.
That's
because there's two of them.
It's two cities called Riverside on either side of a river.
Checks out.
Either side of the same river, not like two different rivers, the same river. in the same place. They share a bridge.
Would either of these cities be part of the Iron Lake area?
No, they're both Atrovanian cities.
So we need to actually head south before we head north, or Theo will have lots less money.
Just in case we have to bail Guy out of jail, I kind of need some extra cash. Because, like, I don't give a shit how strict they are about their godly rules. Money greases everybody's palms.
Interesting.
As a man of the cloth, I'm not sure how Lord feels about that. Ograd, though, is like, yep.
We did level up last time.
Yeah.
You're all level
three.
Yeah, so, you guys are level three. I do, because, you know, Pathfinder 2E is still kind of new to us and a lot of other people, kind of go over if there's anything, like, special with that level up for your characters. Like, what kind of special things you get from there. Like, I know the typical, the typical for everybody at level three. And it's just the way it goes for, like, every class is, you gain a feat you gain a general feat every odd level, basically. Every even level, you gain a feat from your class, so, and a skill feat. So you get those on the even levels, you get a general feat on the odd levels, and you also get skill increases on the odd levels for a bunch of them. Not all, maybe all of them. But every class does have a couple things that are unique to them in the level up, and three, the odd levels from three onwards, when you start getting those somewhat unique features. So,
yes.
I've got my level two spells now, and I can cast heightened spells. Woo! happy about that, and I was, even with the general traits, I was able to get something that I think will make my character a little bit more interesting. I'm not sure how many details I can give this to the feat that I took.
Yeah, but I would like you, since you mentioned the heightened spells, what does that do? Like, give an example of your spells.
So, let me get my
character. Because it's... It's not like the 5e where you can upcast into a higher level or anything. Like, there's not a direct thing like that. Mm-hmm. They have different rules for different spells.
Yeah. So like for healing, I can heighten, if I heighten plus one, the amount of healing or damage if I was using it against the undead increases by 1d8, and the extra healing for the two action version is increased by 8. Which makes that the two actions actually give you a baseline minimum of increasing, giving 16 hit points, which is a pretty nice little one to have that on there. So yeah,
absolutely.
But it does, you know, of course, take the place of one of the two level two spells that I would have used. That's 5. So yeah.
I also unlocked level 2 spells and heightened spells, and I believe my built-in signature spell is Magic Missile. And if you want to know the fun thing about Magic Missile, unlike the other system, where you just add more bolts, this one, apparently when it's heightened, doubles a bolt for every action you use to cast it, so I can do up to 6 guaranteed-to-hit fuck yous.
Yeah, magic missile is kind of underwhelming in 5e.
I mean, but in this one, I mean, it gets like if nasty. If it's like a trash mob, like a 9th level magic missile is like, okay, well, here's a shotgun. In Pathfinder, it seems like, are you ready to meet God?
I mean, as a fighter, I don't get much for level 3. I did get a feat called Bravery, which basically increases my will saves from whatever it is to expert. And basically anytime I get a success on a will save against a fear effect, and this is any kind of fear effect, it's an automatic critical success instead of a regular. And anytime I gain the frightened condition, it's automatically reduced by one. So if it's anything less than fear level or frightened level 2, I can't take it. It just says no.
I will also share the feat that I got. It is experienced professional. Basically, I've decided I want to be rich. And this makes it easier to do that. Specifically, when I use any of my lore skills, which I have now gaming, if you don't remember the training montage episode, farming, which it's been a while since I asked to roll for farming, so be prepared for that sometime soon, and cooking. So two of those three are really easy to make money with, and that's what you use for your earn income action. And if I roll a critical failure, it's just a regular failure. Since I plan on training up my lores, I'll get twice as much money from any of the successes, and that's on top of whatever silver allows me to get from making just rations to sell. I also picked up a spell that makes it so in the morning I can use ingredients to give the whole party and 7 other creatures 5 temp HP every day.
Hey, does temp HP stack?
No.
Pathfinder?
It does not. Okay. I can't imagine it does.
I would assume it doesn't.
Hold on a second.
Yeah?
From the same effect, temp HP shouldn't stack. If it's from separate effects, it might.
Ooh.
We can't all eat 3 of the snacks and get 15 temp HP.
Yeah, but I have
stuff
where I can give temporary HP.
Well, there you go.
Y'all are both support boys with attack spells.
Yeah, but I also have that spell that's supposed to give you a shield arm, and now breakfast is the most important meal of the sleigh. Thank you. That's as much reaction as that joke deserved. My motto is, if the joke is terrible, point it out. That makes it funny again.
It's going to be fun, fun, fun.
So we're on the road.
On the road again.
While we're traveling, Dork will cast his favorite cantrip and bring about a musical instrument for the next two. Actually, no, I don't have that prepared.
You can't. You're on a pony anyway. You can't. You have to focus on staying on that pony.
I'm sure I could play like a harmonica or a jaw harp.
That's just like a basically a kazoo, but
yeah,
different.
But yeah.
Descriptive.
I don't know.
I actually don't have it prepared because I was like, hey, let me actually prepare something that may be useful.
Never mind. We are traveling on our horses. The only one of us that doesn't actually have to focus on riding the horse is Guy.
Yes. Correct.
When we picked up the horses, did they give us the paperwork on the horses? I'm assuming that we don't have to return them. Because they may not make it back.
Yeah, you don't have to return them back to the city you got them from. You do more or less own them, so there is that. Also, I said the wrong thing again. It's LaRossi, not Adjuvani. I keep mixing those two up for some reason. I don't know why. I made them and I mix them up. I don't know why I do that.
Shit happens.
But
it's like when I call Dizzy red and then green and then red again.
The holiday goblin.
He was just getting ready for Christmas. Yeah, he's just getting ready for Christmas. boy. Yeah, so you're on the road. You have documents that you own these horses. The guy would ask, you know, where you're heading to when you're getting them, they're putting saddles and getting them ready to go. It kind of, you know, just the small talk would ask where you're headed to.
We'd say first stop is Riverside's. Which actually is a way, I think that name works better. Riverside's. I think that works better.
No. Riverside's is what outsiders call it, but obviously it's like, oh, we're the real Riverside. No, we're the real Riverside. We have separate sports teams. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it.
And both sides of the river insist that they are the original Riverside.
And if you say that you're going to watch both the sports team at Riverside's Stadium, they obviously know that you're not a local. Be gone. Your opinion doesn't matter here. I mean, buy some stuff at the gift shop, then get the hell out of here.
No, he just says, oh, he kind of just, you said you're going to Riverside's. He's just like, I mean, it's a pretty easy trip to there. But I meant your final destination for your leg of your adventure. Just so I can kind of know, I give you some advice on how to keep them going if it's longer.
Should we really be sharing that information, considering the cult's trying to follow us?
Why would you say that out loud?
I would like to think that I like leaned over and semi-whispered it into Theo's ear.
Isn't it canon that Doric scream whispers? Hey!
No, he totally does not know how to whisper.
So I don't know if Theo would know the name of the next city after that, but considering where we're going, Guy would probably know the name of the city.
Since we're trying to be a little incognito, we're going up north. It's going to be a bit cold. We'll probably have to pick up some blankets at Riverside, right?
Not for a while.
Oh. I mean, we can give you blankets for the horses here. I just wanted to kind of figure out how far you're traveling, so I know what to put on. The order did say to gear them up for their travels, so.
Hey, Silver. Info, please. Yes. How far are we going? Look how far north is north. Have you seen that painting of the guy with the fedora? He's like holding his hand out, he's pointing into the palm of his hand that's outstretched. That's me. I want information, please.
Why do you always bring up fedoras?
Because I know you own one secretly.
I do not.
I used to own one until I went to go buy a second one when I was 15, before people ruined it, and an older lady said, "Look, we're twins!" And I turned to my mom and said, I don't want to buy these anymore.
I never wanted a fedora. I did, however, have a small bowler hat stage.
That's just a steampunk fedora.
Hold it was very small, very short.
Steampunk. I don't know if it's steampunk. More like industrial era, maybe.
Okay, it's oil fedora. What?
It's Kings of New York fedora.
I was also really obsessed with like mobster and mafia movies, and that's kind of a big hat.
I could see Jake wearing a top hat.
Especially like the Chicago style of mobsters.
Yeah. Well, it was bowler hats or trilbies.
Yeah. And I liked both those hats.
I'll correct myself. I used to own a trilby, and then somebody said twins, and I said, I don't want this anymore. Mother, I've grown up.
Your boy has become
and
a
now
man
we lost the
eyes.
And now that we've lost the one fedora.
Listen, a fedora's a fine hat.
Is that really a loss?
What?
Listen.
Is that really a loss?
Hey,
it's messed up.
I'm gonna say on the half of our podcast, wearing a fedora is fine. Just don't be weird. Be a moderately acceptable kind of weird.
I can guarantee you one of our listeners definitely wears a fedora because
it's fine
personally.
Is he you?
Well, that kind of narrows it down.
What?
Is he you? Do you wear a fedora?
No, he's not me. No. I'm not going to call him out on the show.
No, well, yeah, obviously you're not going to call yourself.
He'll know I'm talking about him. He'll know.
Nice.
Considering I know who it is.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, he'll kick your ass one day.
He's bigger than me now. He probably can't. I would tell tell him we're heading about 200 to 250 miles away.
Okay. He said north. He's like, kind of will like, do the. It won't go through the mic, but the kind of like, you know, the sort of like suck in whistle. Like, yeah, I'll definitely need to get you some blankets to keep rolled up for when you do get that far up. If you're heading up that way, once you pass about an hour north, give or take, of Elderboro, you'll want to put the blankets. We'll switch out the blankets on the horses. That's the closest city I know heading up that direction, so.
Is that the city your cursor was just on?
Yeah, that's the one by the lake right here.
There's no cities between Riverside and Elderboro? Like, none?
No,
there's cities and towns, but like not major cities.
I was like, damn.
And this guy is somebody who probably doesn't get out of dude hole very much. Fair. So like on the map, it'd be like the major metropolitan areas are what's actually on the map. Okay. There is another like little city kind of off away that's not part of Nordica, but he might not know the name of that city. Yeah, this is the one he knows is kind of roughly in that direction would be Elderboro, which is if anybody who looks at the map, it's the city next to the Peanut Lake. It looks like a peanut.
Kinda.
Or maybe New Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah.
About the same size too.
Oh. We're going to New Jersey? We're gonna need gas masks.
The lake next to Elderboro. Just remember, everything's legal in Jersey.
Oof.
The fact that you aren't wrong.
Oh man. And
there goes the New Jersey.
Listen, come. No.
Oh no.
Yeah, they know. Agree. Listen, they know. They accept it. And it's one of those things where like people are proud from like the baloney that they have to deal with. Like, yeah, well, when I grew up, I had to walk 10 miles up a hill both ways to school. Okay, that sounds awful. Nah, I'm stronger for it. Are you? Sounds like it's hard on the knees, honestly.
It was hard on the knees.
And then anybody I've ever met from Jersey will always rag on Jersey, but they'll still say they love
the They love the fact from Jersey, they're from Jersey, and I bet it's like, at least we're not from the shore.
Yeah, I was going to say...
At least we're not from New York.
My knowledge of New Jersey is Jersey Shore, and I barely watched that because...
I think they have a couple of islands made out of trash, but that's true of a lot of the East Coast states.
Yeah.
I think that's not true about the West Coast states, too.
No. They have a whole small continent over on the West Coast made of trash.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough. Place. Yeah, you know what else? You know what's not all over the place? Our horse riding. Yeah.
We're also thinking about launching an environmental podcast. Please don't listen to it.
Man, we go on some tirades, wouldn't we?
I feel like
we have our moments. All right, yeah. I need our horse riders, the drivers, yes. Whatever you call them. I don't know horses, obviously.
Riders.
Is there riders. A cowboy riders. Hat I can borrow from the guy also?
Yeah, tattoo one.
No.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before we ride this horse, our horse in particular, because... I'm sorry, Doric. You know what you did. I would like to cast Tame on it so it's easier for the ride.
It's already a tamed riding horse.
Yeah, but it's probably neutral to us. I'd like it to be friendly. I think it makes the DC easier.
What makes you...
Your level two spell scares me.
Oh, yeah, that one's not in the Pathfinder book we have, but it is an actual spell. It's like that other one that you had to put in. If you look at my character sheet, look at the other one I have in there that I didn't share with the class yet.
Your level two?
Level two spell, yes. It's the reaction one.
Yeah. That's what I saw that.
Yeah,
that
I was like,
horrifying.
Are you ready to meet God? Too bad.
let's see. I was trying to read what the tame does. For the situation.
For those of you curious, I'm not going to describe the spell, but I'm going to tell you what it's called. It's called Blood Vendetta.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I can do it. That one's cool. Yeah, I almost did that one.
I get hit a lot, so I thought it'd be fun.
Okay, so the horse needs to make a will save.
Like, nothing bad happens if I don't succeed, apparently. But it's just going to make...
That'd be a Wilbur save?
Wilbur.
That's a bad First reference in show's age. Something awful right there.
I don't think I caught it, so...
No. Was that a...
Wilbur wasn't the horse. That's right.
No. That reference is from Charlotte's Web, I think.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Wilbur's
the horse.
Yes.
Wilbur, why do you want to be a better pig? Or something like that. I don't remember.
So it fails the save. So you do make it, I guess, friendly.
Petting the nose.
Friendlier. It's going to ask you about your day and actually care about your answer.
Yeah, it's friendly. I think that lowers the DC for the riding checks for the next day.
It doesn't care.
So like I said, I need the riders to give me animal handling.
Is it a nature or survival? Because there is command an animal as an action that you can use. I did reading since we last recorded.
What does command an animal action
do? Let's see. I'm pulling it up. Command an animal. You issue an order to an animal, attempt a nature check against the animal's will DC. The GM might adjust the DC if the animal has a good attitude toward you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay, so it would be nature,
course
then.
Of action it was predisposed toward. Other ways the DM might make the adjust the DC is an action that it was predisposed to doing anyway, or if you offered a treat, you automatically fail if the animal is hostile or unfriendly to you.
Want to add a command animal command to your guys' sheets.
Fun fact, a failure, the animal is hesitant or resistant, and it does nothing.
That's a 21.
Mm, nice. It's a will, you said?
It's against the will DC. You adjust the DC as you see fit. Better temperament means lower DC, treats mean a lower DC, or if it was going to do it anyways.
I need to add the action to more of your stuff. So, Doric,
did you add it as after I added it?
Probably. Command an animal and a command an animal. Yep, you both have it now. You all should have it now. Alright, so we'll say the horse is friendly. So let me get down. So what did you roll?
I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 21.
I'm going to say with that 10, I'm going to say that's not enough. So you're going to have a little bit of struggle riding this horse.
Man, I even made it friendly. What the hell?
it's an ornery old horse. It fits it fits the theme of what I've already told the horse was.
Sebastian likes me more. Yes, that is the name of my horse, Sebastian.
Pony. Dick. I think, well, it's a pack horse, so it's used to carrying heavy weight.
It's a riding pony, specifically.
Oh, it's a riding pony? I mean, they're all ponies, pack horses, they're pretty much all the same thing. They're all the same size.
When you call it the horse Sebastian, it'll snort and like kind of kick up a little bit. I rolled a D100 to see how much it liked the name, and it rolled a 6.
Not good.
Bro. Listen, hey, Sebastian was its distant father.
So as you are moving, it is the 35 is what dictates it. So then you have my handy dandy movement rules tab. I need to figure out a better system for tabs. So we'll round that. Alright, so in order to get to Riverside, it's going to take you 2 days compared to the 3 to get there originally.
Alright.
So you'll ride out of the city, you know, kind of walk along slowly till you get out into the open road where you can actually, the horses can actually, you know, speed up a little bit and they'll start, you know, hauling off to head out in the distance. You will end approximately the middle of the road between, so about halfway between, and that's where your camp is going to be.
Alright.
You've seen people on the road this time heading out of the city is kind of similar to the first time you headed into the city. Primarily you see people in kind of like the more ruined clothing or stuff. People that have been on the road longer, like the refugees, are primarily that's all it's heading towards Dunehold. Apparently they could not find a solace in Riversides.
Alright.
So they're continuing along on the road, it seems. So just mostly people that look like they've, you know, lost everything. They don't really have a whole lot of stuff there. They're just kind of walking along, maybe some backpacks between them. Maybe some people might have a horse that's carrying stuff, or just, they definitely look like they're worse for wear.
Let's see. Seems like the fighting's getting worse.
I mean, you can do a perception if you want to figure out if they look like they've.
Sure, I'll do a perception. It's fine.
Like how long they've been on the road, maybe?
Perception.
Dang.
28. Max roll.
So you'll be kind of watching the people as they're walking towards Dunehold, and a couple faces seem kind of familiar. Like you saw them when you originally passed through Riversides. They were camping out in some of the like camps around the city, or maybe in some of the taverns. And they couldn't find somewhere to stay, so it looks like they've just been. They continued onward to go somewhere else where hopefully there's places to stay after they got kicked out of Iron Lake. So it looks like the same people just have continued to move on.
These poor people. Cat really needs to get her shit together and beat the shit out of her brother or something. I've always thought family squabbles would be best handled in a ring. Nothing. Everybody got quiet.
I don't know, man.
Sorry, I was reading something. something. My apologies. That, and I was trying to recall what I remembered about Riversides.
Riversides.
I find it interesting they added S to the name last since the last time we visited.
I think it's just easier to refer to it that way.
You're making me want to go into the thing and write it with an S now. Just because that's what people will call it. But the people in Riverside insist that that's not the truth. The other side of the river is an imposter. It's gonna become a Mandela effect. Now the thing I have to really figure out though is what are the two different sides of the city call the other side of the city. Like if yeah. You know, the east side is Riverside, what do they call the west side?
Riverside.
The first thing that came to mind I cannot use. oh boy. Yeah, so you will have traveled along the road. You got to a campsite. There's a couple, like I said, there's people kind of walking and milling around. Those who have the ability to travel away and faster are definitely doing so. You know, they're using horse, they're using donkey, whatever they can get their hands on. But there's also a lot of people who are walking. So there'd be people who kind of camp out around you. So it's like a big area of just like different camps.
I'd like to just like approach one of the camps and just ask them, you know, where are you from? Where are you going from? You know, trying to get a feel for how things are going in that area around Iron Lake and everything, as far as the wars and everything.
Yeah, so give me a diplomacy.
Oh, you fool.
That was dumb. Why am I gonna act?
It's not dumb. Dumb. I mean, it's just you would not do.
A talent that I have.
Oh, hey, so
it's a flat.
Oh.
You do have hero points. You can't use them.
I do believe I'm going to use a hero point on that because I don't want to go with a two. Oops! I just added a hero point.
So this is while we're camping ourselves, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I assume. It's not like we're riding the opposite direction. Hey, where are you going? Where are you from?
Yeah, I figure as you guys stop for the night, you know, maybe sit down, cook something.
14 on that diplomacy check instead.
So, as you kind of talk to different groups around you, you know, because it's just a big communal area. Most people are camping together mostly for security because it would keep bandits away from them because there's large groups of people camped out together. But there also is other risks of, you know, hey, you're close to people who are desperate, so stuff might get stolen. So there's kind of a, you know, trade-off there. But the people that are nearby you, they'll all kind of mention that the story seems pretty much the same across the board. They're all from Iron Lake. When the O'Briens attacked, they escaped. Most people you speak to are either Elven or partially Elven descent. And many of them say they originally went to Riversides to try to find somewhere to live and to, you know, get their life back together. But unless they had family in the city, it was very hard to find anywhere to stay. So they're hoping that heading over to Dunehold and then even down towards the coast, there will be more places because there is the new city being built. Like, the one story you'll hear about is the new city being built, which is... Pull up. What?
I was going to tell him to go...
Well, Anvil, why do you stop?
I was going to tell him to go build a city in this big old clearing that's used to have a tower.
So a lot of them are talking about they want to go to Sandreach because Sandreach has been expanding lately, especially with the gnomes adding the adding more transportation out towards the coast. Sandreach is becoming a big trading hub. So a lot of people are talking about, you know, they were working in the merchant quarters where they're loading wagons with ore. They're loading, you know, they're doing a lot of that kind of like loading and logistics work. Well, now there's a city being built that's going to be a new hub of logistics. So they're hoping they can get over there to start a new life.
Hey, Silver.
Yes.
You remember I have foraging, right? Hey, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
What would you consider, like, the DC for foraging?
In a crowded area like this, with kind of people everywhere, I'm going to say it'd probably be higher because a lot of people are probably crushing.
Give me ballpark, because a critical success is 10 more than that, right?
Yes. Let's do... I said because it's so crowded and so dense, let's go with a... My brain is wanting to say an 18.
Okay. Just a reminder, I can't technically fail at these. I'm just asking on whether or not I can crit.
Yeah. Yes, I'd say the biggest problem with this would be because it's so densely packed and there's people everywhere. Like they're putting up tents on top of like berry patches, or they're, you know, covering up spots where you could easily trap game.
I missed a crit by one.
Hmm.
I got a 27.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But with my other level up, I got better at survival. So instead of being able to get 8 people's worth of food, I now get 16 people's worth of food. And if I crit, I get 32 people's worth of food.
Good God.
I told you, I want to be rich. I can double up and make it more comfortable food instead of subsistence food. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to offer the extra food. I'm gonna offer the extra food for any of our nearby neighbors, but it's good food.
All right, so I want that that cooking lore check for how good you cook it, I guess.
I'm gonna spend my night attending to the horses and getting like bonding with this horse a little bit.
Yeah, that was going to be my thing. Did they give us rations for the horse, or did we need to provide food for the horses also?
You need to provide food for the horses.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're in a pretty fertile, grassy type area, so there's plenty of grass for them to eat right now.
Share one of my rations with the horse. Since it dislikes my name.
You can definitely do that too.
That is what I would like to do. That would be my first aggression.
You did. Okay, I misread.
It got food.
I can get 8 on a success and 16 on a critical success. So I have 8 creatures worth of food, not including myself. So, 1, 2, Theo, Doric, horse 1, pony. So I have 4 extra rations for anybody else.
Well, Doric already said that he fed him off of his food ration, so...
5 extra rations for somebody else.
Alright, so like I said, give me your cooking lore check to see how well you cook it.
Okay. I got a 22.
Okay, so I say it's definitely really good food.
I remember being on the road.
Kind of hodgepodge together. You did indeed remember to put salt in it. That's good. Give me a diplomacy check to see if you can convince some of the neighbors to...
He's the face!
I really hope after you just said you fool, 21. You roll absolutely terrible, which would be hilarious.
A 13 plus 8.
So you could definitely convince your nearby neighbors to try some of the food.
This one's free of charge, though if you wait till morning, I might have some for sale.
Did you say that to people who have...
No, I don't say that. I don't say that. Like, hey, hey, listen, if you come in the morning, I might have more.
I was wait, Lord, but
also, I did say I want to be rich, and that's how you do it.
Damn, chickens ain't gonna buy themselves.
Get them hooked.
No, no, this is free food.
All right, so yeah, you get the sweet out food. You guys can work on the horses. I will say they'll give you a bonus for the next day for the DC.
Okay. The biggest thing I want to learn is if this horse is male or female. Probably should have asked this to begin with because it's going to determine its name.
Is it a mare or...
Well,
I'm sorry. Horses are pretty obvious to tell which is which.
That's the whole thing. That's what, but it's something I should have asked before we left the town earlier.
Maybe that's why my horse doesn't like the name Sebastian.
Oh.
Wouldn't Texas just roll?
So
there's two coin flips.
I'm selected on him. So I rolled two dice to decide which one's which. The full riding horse is a male, and the pony is a female.
That would be why she doesn't have Sebastian.
Wait, are we on the?
This is a salt. This is an older horse. It's a bit paler. His hair and. Main stuff started to fade. And I'm gonna go with the little bit of a steam that apparently Theodore has picked up with his orc brethren in his time on an airship. Skyheart, as we used to call this horse.
You know, we also could have asked for the name of the horse and made Silver Flounder from it.
You always, when you buy a horse, you always name it yourself. You don't really, because, I mean, they learn their names, but at the same time, they really don't.
Well, it depends on the horse. Yeah. I've heard that with dogs, you can rename a dog so long as the ending sound is the same.
It's more or less the tone you use.
The tone and apparently the end sound. So, like, if you have a dog named, Larry, you can name it Gary, Barry, Starry, just so long as there is at the end of it.
I don't know, my dog responds to like the first like couple letters in the word.
Specifically, I think for names, like they're like, oh, that's mine, like the...
Concerned.
You're concerned?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm making notes.
He's writing that down. He's taking notes about dog names.
Actually, I did not have floundering for names because I actually did get names for these horses.
Oh, you did?
So. Fuck you, Jake.
Listen, Joe, because how many times... Is it because you've finally gotten used to all the people that you give names for being like, oh, neat, who's this guy?
Okay, I'm gonna bite. What was Sebastian's name?
Just Seabass.
Me? I need to pull up this. Pull up what this horse looked like, because I had names based on the descriptions, so you guys gave me descriptions of the horses. Where did you put yours?
Okay.
Hey. So mine was just a picture of little Sebastian. No.
I sent you a few pictures of different horses that are kind of like what this thing looks like, but older.
Yeah. I know you sent me those. I would say probably...
Hence the originality of the name Sebastian.
I didn't pay attention to that at all.
Big fan of that show.
That one.
My favorite TV horse is still Mr. Ed. It's never going to change.
My favorite TV horse is James Baxter.
Mr. Ed, the talking horse.
I know of Mr. Ed.
Who's James Baxter?
It's Adventure Time.
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah.
Also a talking horse.
Yeah. He says James Baxter. Well, atop a beach ball. His whole goal is just to make...
I should have gone with BoJack.
Oh, man.
BoJack Horseman.
Good show.
Oof, what an ending.
Oh, no kidding.
It was a very good show. I will give you that.
Silver. Best. Hey, Silver. What were the names of the five people I gave food to? I hit a Grinch.
Refugee.
Mary,
a,
Jerry,
refugee
Larry,
B.
Barry, and Todd.
There's definitely a Rosie in there somewhere, too.
Get out of my house, Todd. I'm not gonna lie. I may or may not have had a Grinch grin on my face when I waited for my turn to ask that question.
Oh, I know you did.
I'm sure you could hear it.
So, definitely a shitty grin. So I was picturing the pony, because I guess I did not see your picture of kind of that sort of like dark brown. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Choco there, like a little chocolate-looking thing. So I had Coco as listed as what I had noted.
It would be on the paperwork.
I can adjust that to Coco. It would be on the paperwork. If it makes the horse happier, I can deal with Coco.
Just please, for the love of God, no Coco Melon.
Oh, God.
No. Now I'm curious about the riding horse.
That one's named Melon.
I did not do that, but that would have been very much me if I did.
Oof, it may or may not cause brain development problems when viewed by small children.
There goes our demographic of like this 4 to 6 year old.
Isn't it bad for small children to watch, actually?
Yes.
It's too bright and too colorful.
Seriously?
Allegedly. I don't want to. You know what?
I was going to say.
You know what?
My son used to watch the hell out of that.
Like it's not great for them.
I mean, a shit ton of TV's not great for anybody.
No. I mean, like it's the equivalent of like overstimulation. Yeah. I mean, Silver still has to come up with five names. So
I did not say it was going to be five names. They're Refugee 1 through 5.
They never gave you their
must
names.
Be a fa-
they're supporting cast. They don't matter. They're not
listen, you have to put them in the credits, but they don't have their title listed.
They're credited as Refugee 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
They don't have their SAG card.
Do you know what the best supporting staff character name I ever saw was?
They didn't say any lines, so they don't have to have their cards.
It was Buttcrack Guy. It was from Gulliver's Travels.
But, so, the name on the male horse would have been Solaris, because he's kind of that color of the sun, just faded.
Okay, we'll stick with that. It's pretty decent. It's still sky related, so
I'm flexible, and I'd rather the horse actually like me.
Also, Skyheart sounds like a MLP name. Just saying.
I've got a bad habit of naming horses like, I don't know, kind of like weirdly, I guess, because my horses in all my video games always have weird ass names.
Oh, you mean?
I'm really bad about naming
them.
You
mean the professional player of Skyheart from Major League Pinochle?
I have a cat named Lucifer, to put in perspective. My
it's with
weird
two R's.
Animals. It's with two R's.
Still think
and it's spelled fur as in F-U-R-R.
I can't believe it wasn't Lisa Purr.
Yeah, that was too on the nose.
Plus that.
I don't want to. I want to be like funny, but not too on the nose. But so you camp out. You give the refugees food. English language EXE has failed. you go ahead and camp down for the night.
Yeah, I think even though we're around a group, I still think we should keep a watch tonight potentially, just to be safe.
It's probably wise. You guys do look like you have a lot of money. There's a bunch of desperate people camped out around you.
I would like to propose that the DC might be slightly lower, considering we fed some of our neighbors.
You might have some people helping you out. I'll give you that. Refugee 1 through 5.
At least one of them's got it.
Or the ones that are going to rob us.
They got food. I bet they have more. Yeah.
I'll take that second watch as I normally do, because that seems to work pretty good for me.
I'll take the last watch so I can make breakfast towards the end of it.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I still need first watch. I can't see in the dark. So,
so give me your perceptions for your watch, please.
Fun fact for everybody at home, that's technically an option. It just means you automatically fail.
That'd be a 21.
Ha!
No.
I got a 22.
Ooh!
I'm kind of sad you didn't get a 20.
19.
Damn, your perception is so high. Oh, that's right. You're cleric. Your wisdom's your spell modifier, right?
Yep.
Oh, you're not gonna be nice to me, are you? Oh, you will be nice to me.
My
sweet.
3d20.
I want to see if I was gonna do anything special for anybody's watches. On my own little table I have on the side.
Instead of separately.
Yeah, but if you click on the number, it breaks it down to how you got the number.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
You should not know that.
No.
I don't usually roll group dice. I have physical effects for that.
Oh. That's a cool feature on Foundry.
Let's see what your if your helpful allies helped
looks
you
like
out
some
of
them did.
Oh no. Those are pretty low individual rolls.
That's not even like half of the max that you could roll on that.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, but that is no bueno.
I'm gonna
point out that the last one rolled pretty high, and it must be because they were up at the same time. The guy was like, "Oh, it's that short fella that what gave us those granola bars."
Okay, so I did roll on Doric's event. So let's see what happens on his event.
Oh no. See, look,
always
I
in the dark
unfazed
of the
again.
Oh god, that's not good. Well, it could be
good. It's off the table, so
you're also still down. Rolling his tax.
I know, because he's the only token on the board and I can't click off of it. Well, I guess I can, but I don't know if it will not roll us in. Let's see. Oh, it doesn't roll with me.
Yeah.
I just clicked on him.
So 83 for Texas Watch, 63 for Doric's Watch.
Ooh, that's a fun one. I like that one. I need to make that somewhere else. I need to pull out of that event. It'll come in handy in Doric's realm.
What?
Huh?
Pardon?
We should do something.
Alright, so you have this is yeah. So while you're on watch, Doric, you'll notice off to the side of the road, like at the far edge of all the campfires, where all the campfire light kind of dies off and it kind of goes into that sort of darkness around the campfires, you'll notice this faint glinting off in the edge of the campfire lights.
Hmm.
looks metallic in nature.
How far away would you say that is from me? Like, feet.
Be a distance from you in feet, probably what campfire probably carries out, about 60 feet. There'd be another camp next to you. So let's say about 100 feet away.
So detect magic's not going to help me there. That's 30 feet. Okay. The door wants to walk that far away from the campfire. You know what? He's still pretty dumb. Yeah, so he's going to kind of get up and get a spare log and, or branch and make a torch with it and carry it. I don't need a torch. I have dark vision. Yeah, I'm just going. What the hell am I doing? I don't need that. Yeah. Yeah, I'll start walking over that way.
All right, so you walk over to the metallic glinting at the edge of all the campfire lights?
Yeah.
All right, so as you walk over there, give me a perception check.
Is it one thing glinting or like a whole bunch?
From the distance you were at, it's hard to tell. But as you get closer, it's very clearly just like a single object. Before you're standing in front of the lights, I was going to see if you still catch where it was. And you rolled good enough. So you'll see it looks like a very ornate brass handle sticking up out of a pile of like detritus at the end of the road. So, you know, some old maybe kindling and maybe some old camping supplies.
It's not like in somebody's camp.
No, it's away from everybody's camps. It's at the far side of the open field where everybody's camping out at.
As I get close enough to it, I will cast Detect Magic. To see anything in the air when I'm within like 30 feet of it to see what's going on, see if there's anything in that area.
Yeah, there is magic on it. It appears to be enchantment.
I will take it. Why not?
So you pull it up out of this pile of random trash and junk on the side?
Yep.
So it is a brass, little brass lamp. There's a bunch of arcane symbols and runes etched all around the rim. The handle is very ornate. The spout's very ornate.
Will rub the lamp.
Damn. Nothing happens. Trust me, you don't want genies in Pathfinder 2E.
Yeah.
They're scary.
You said it's got runes on there?
Yeah, there's like runes and different etchings and like symbols, and there's this whole array of different things. They look foreign.
So I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Is runic considered a language?
Okay. Yes. It would be if you can recognize a script, awesome. Yes, it's a language.
So I am going to cast my first second level spell of Comprehend Language.
Okay.
Utility spells!
let's see. This is not let... Not understand code, language question, metaphor, and the like. Targets near multiple languages, knows that. So, okay, so it's you do know language. It is. That'd be fun. So it is in the infernal language. And I need to pull it up.
I'm so glad you prepared this. I wasn't sure I was going to need it. I was like, eh, fuck it.
So it says on the in these runes, it's in the infernal language. It just says, "I have my own show, yet I have swindled you."
Somebody already got the genie out of that lamp.
Apparently. It says there's not. I'm sure. Yeah. I look like it. It's also.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the lamp back to the back to our camp, and while I'm there, and then I'm going to use one of my feet, the quick identification, while I'm there, and sit down and use identify magic to determine the properties of an item, ongoing effect, or location on there. Does that give me anything else about it? I don't know if I can share what that says. That was one of the feats I took.
You should be able to click on it.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep. Quick identification.
You can identify magic swiftly. You only take 1 minute while using identify magic to determine the properties of an item, ongoing effect, or location. Rather than 10 minutes, I'm not a master, so that's not a thing. But to me, I'm like.
So, the properties of my ongoing effect. So the ongoing effect, the magic effect that you're seeing on this thing, is a enchantment of preservation. Because this lamp, having been out in the elements, in this pile of trash, has been. Sitting there in the trash pile in the elements, has not corroded, has not faded, nothing. It's still that bright brass color.
Is there a lid on this? Like, when you say lamp, do you mean like a lantern or like oil lamp?
Like the stereotypical genie lamp.
I'm gonna look inside of it. Like, lift the lid to see if there's anything inside of it.
Empty. But you do see on the inside of it, there's a small slip of paper.
I've never understood why they call genie lamps lamps.
Because they're...
Is it like an incense burner or something?
It's an incense oil. They store it in.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have oil and it looks like a gravy boat going down into it.
I mean,
and
you great, yeah. Hey,
it does look like a gravy boat.
Listen,
you're not completely wrong.
Facts, a gravy boat is just a gravy lamp.
I'd like.
I don't think gravy is flammable. If it is, you have other problems.
No, gravy is just oil.
That, you know, now that just makes me want to create a redneck genie that lives in a gravy boat.
Yeah, I mean, wait, isn't gravy just like oil, fat, and just, like flour.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay. I will grab the slip of paper and see what it says.
So the slip of paper, you pull it out. Written on it is a promise. It says, "If I ever see you again, Thomas, I will kill you."
What language is that in?
In common.
Okay.
trying to be better than my notes.
Oh, that's fine.
Interesting. I'll just tuck it away in my coat for now to delve into later. Inside my coat of feline mist. I need to add that item to my inventory.
I'll take care of that. Yeah, so you have the lamp. And the only magical enchantment on it is an enchantment to make it so it won't corrode or fade.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was it for nightly events.
Rourke will go to bed and wake Guy up.
Are you making waffles this morning for breakfast?
We'll have to pick up flour in Riverside. Oh, wait. Yeah, we'll have to pick up flour in Riverside, but I do plan on making waffles eventually.
I love waffles.
Dork will go to bed in his nice feline coat and rest. It is so comfortable.
Just so you know, no waffles this morning.
It is probably the greatest item ever for Dork.
It really
is.
It just makes travel so much nicer. Unless it rains, and I swear to God.
What happens if it rains?
He's a pampered princess.
If it's wet, it's not comfortable.
Oh, that makes sense. It's a cat. It's a cat cloak, so most cats don't like being wet.
Bingo.
Lucifer loves it. She's weird.
I've seen like cats swimming in pools willingly. It's wild.
Lucifer will hang out in the grass in the rain. Just hang out there as long as it's sprinkled rain, not like the heavy downpour rain. She'll just hang out. Comes in soaking wet, and it's like, "What, cat? Go away. Go over there and dry off." Yeah, so you camp, you go through all your watches, you wake up, people start off on the road, heading away from you guys again, morning travel starts back up again. Does Doric share his
mind? Absolutely, especially since he knows Theo has been studying Infernal.
No, he has not been.
What?
Studying
I thought you
Infernal.
Had been
no,
studying.
It was Draconic, wasn't it?
No.
Draconic. Oh, it was Draconic. I'm like, that's close enough. He gets it confused and gives it to Theo.
Theo, I think you can read this. Haven't you been studying this?
It's a lamp.
Yes, but there's runes on there. I'm quizzing you. I know what it. I already know what it says. So I'm quizzing.
I don't know what that says. That's not Draconic.
Hey,
it's close enough.
Hey, no, venerable dental car. Do you know what this is?
He's gonna kind of look at it. He says,
"Yeah,
looks like a lamp."
Writing. I'm not asking you to translate. I just don't know what kind it is.
Oh, it's in front. Wait, when I cast that, do I know what it is also? Or just, I can read
it? I would say you would be aware enough of languages to have a pretty good idea as to what it is. Based on script alone, because script's going to be different for the different languages. But it'd probably be one of those, like, you're not quite sure if it's, you know, Infernal or, like, the language of, the Abyss. Because they're both the same relative place, but they're not the same language. So there's a couple languages there that are kind of like... Because it's the language of devils and language of demons. So they're close, but not the same. So there's probably like some common elements
It's like comparing Spanish to Portuguese.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you got to worry about dialects. Like, is this east side devilish, or is it west side devilish?
Is this southern infernal?
Get your pitchforks, y'all.
So that's all my brain hurts. Just for some reason, it's like, is this southern infernal? Like, what?
Language of the abyssal farmers?
Yes.
There are no abyssal farmers. Dork?
Yes, it says, I have a spell now where I can understand the language.
Oh, that's neat.
It says, it is. I have my own show, yet I have swindled you.
A circus?
I don't understand what that means. What is a show?
Like, a play, maybe?
Oh, and there was this piece of paper inside of it, too. I'm showing that one. It says, promise if I ever see you again, Thomas, I'll kill you.
Oh, maybe you found a lamp that one of the refugees threw off to the side, and somebody has been splitting their relationship, and it is less than amicable.
Do we know anyone named Thomas? I don't think we do.
Or it could just be garbage someone left behind.
Dork would like to look inside again, see if there's still on the
other side. Yes.
Is there a different piece of paper?
The well-known garbage on the side of the Dorican Trail.
This is empty.
Alright, we should.
Guy, you're magical. Give me a,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do a roll from you, because you're magical. You might have an idea
what my rolling could possibly be.
I'm trying to see.
Arcana, performance. I can lie.
I mean, you can always do
a, hey, listen, I can always steal the show with a performance.
That's true. roll for me a society. We'll use it as, like, what you've heard of, like,
fun fact, my society and my arcana are equivalent. So is my medicine. They're all the same.
Ooh.
Yeah.
23.
17
23.
Plus
6. So, I will tell you this right now. It might not be the same person, but you do know of two Thomases that were from the guild.
Thomas
in
Riddle,
Orca.
And who's the other one?
The first Thomas, he doesn't really get out very much. He's kind of a shut in, so it's probably not him. Possibility for the second one, he is known as a Chester.
Oh, wait, was this Gamble Man? The one I came to the school with?
Yeah, why not? That sounds fun.
Oh, Thomas, what'd you get up to this time?
It's just a lamp, right?
I mean, maybe, but...
I think somebody took the... Says swindle.
Oh, I'm gonna say somebody probably got cheated by Thomas.
Could this be Jake's lamp?
No. Everybody knows that Jake has a ladder.
This looks like a cheap brass oil lamp with an unnecessary magic enchantment on it.
Oh, maybe. Is it magic? Because...
Oh, yes.
All right.
He said it's magic like three times.
Yes, it is enchanted. Preservation.
Preservation. Socks.
Yes, watch. And he'll take out, like, his longsword and swing at it.
It. Yeah, so you swing at it, you hit it, it doesn't even scratch the finish.
Hey, Theo, watch.
Is the sword in one piece still?
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Theo.
It's brass.
Why don't you hold one? Like, why don't you just tape this to the front of your shield and it won't break no more? There's a pause because he's thinking about it.
No, there's a pause because he's like, you're an idiot.
Listen, all I'm saying is if it don't break and you put it in front of you, it's not going to break.
Guy, you might be able to use this for cooking.
Oh, I'm not.
You could warm waffle syrup with it.
I didn't bring the waffle iron. Remember, I'm going to court. I don't want them to think I have stolen contraband.
Work is very sad.
Listen, I can make road cakes.
Are those kind of like hoe cakes?
I'm assuming that road cakes might be another name for pancake.
Yeah, that's also a hoe cake is just corn base.
Oh no, road cakes for me in Amish country is when the horse buggy is
no, those are road apples.
The road and people run over the droppings. Oh. No, when they run over the droppings, those are road cakes.
That makes sense.
No, that's a
also known as road patties.
I would call them a plop croissant.
I would say I'm just going to go with the southern thing and call them flapjacks.
Maybe. Yeah. Note to self, buy flour when we get to the next town.
We're going to have a big breakfast episode one time.
Yeah, we can be... Oh my gosh, we could have a breakfast episode and then it devolves into combat. We could call that episode the Breakfast Club. When you break out the bookmark.
God damn it.
Oh boy.
Right. Let's get on the road. Let's go. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you keep the lamp,
the
way?
Yeah, yes, I keep the lamp.
Okay. I just want to make sure before I go through the process of...
Hey, what was the race of scam guy? Gamble man? Thomas?
I believe he was a human. I have to look.
Rolling my nature check.
Yeah.
His nature check.
Oh! Critical fail!
Wow.
This horse really doesn't like me.
Can I roll a nature check to calm the horse down before it kills Theo?
Sebastian appreciates me calling her by her proper name of Coco. And sharing my rations with her.
Oh, eat shit, Theo.
You know what? This item is close enough to make things work. It's not the correct item, but it's close enough, so we'll use it. So, Doric, say hello to your jellyfish lamp.
I was just looking at that item. Also, the reason I said eat shit, Theo, was because he rolled a natural 1-7. I rolled a natural 21. The horse likes me better, Theo.
I'm just...
But you're not the one directing the horse.
I'm just not used to horses. Don't really... I've always walked pretty much everywhere.
Okay, so I think the horse goes from being friendly to neutral towards Theo now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the horse is just ornery, doesn't want to follow where you're going, you know, fights you the whole way, but it is following the pony, so.
You're a good pony, Coco. He
says he heads
her name. We snaw. Pony noises.
Yeah, I don't do pony noises very well, so I'm not going to do
fail on a nature check for the horse. I'm switching to physical dice for that roll.
Yeah, you're just not in the right time zone.
All right. So you guys make it to the Twin Cities of Riverside. That's now being called Riverside.
I thought of what one side calls the other.
Oh dear.
No. Okay.
Please save it. Save it for our theme of the week because I'm going to tie into that.
Okay.
So you get to Riverside. You're on the nicer side where it's all like the river rock and the fancier side.
The school side.
The elf side. Yeah. It's... The nicer side is not the correct term, but it is definitely a bit more of the sort of like upscale sort of side.
Isn't that the one with the school?
Yes, it's the one with the college. the ABC.
Yes. Forgot about the ABC.
The Abracadabra Academy?
No, it's the School of Alchemy, Botany, right. and Culinary Arts.
I bet...
This is where you can get your flag.
Yeah, I bet they have falling off the cart waffle iron.
Yeah, well, while we're here, I'm going to maybe get this horse some sugar cubes or something. I don't know. It's kind of being a dick.
I think you're just bad at animals, Theo. There was a dire wolf.
It can probably sense how dangerous you are.
Listen, if it keeps it up, we'll be buying a new horse, and this one will be mounted on my trophy wall.
You don't have a wall, Theo.
Yet.
Dorpal window. Coco's ear. Don't worry. You're a good horse. I will detect you.
Alright, so, that's going in weird directions.
Theo is going to bond with this horse either being friendly or both of them being so stubborn that they start to get along because of how stubborn they are.
So I'll find a Danny until Theo turns into a donkey. That's why you shouldn't smoke, kids.
Alright, so you get to the city Riverside, like I said. It appears to be a little bit less bogged down for like the streets. Like there's less people here. It's probably because the refugees have moved on. There is definitely more of a military presence here now than there was previously. It definitely has grown to be larger. So there is actually on the eastern side of the river, actually almost as far out as you can see before it goes back into the woods again, is a large camp of Larossi soldiers. Mm-hmm. And they're setting up barricades, they're setting up they're setting up ready to defend.
Alright.
So that's what you see on the far distance. The city is just kind of the hustle bustle, people are moving around, people are working, there's noises, all the city stuff that you would typically associate. You do come into the city around dinner time. So we will I think if you want to find a tavern, you can find a tavern. You can camp outside the city. That is your prerogative.
Probably same tavern.
Wait, which side did we stay on last time? Was it the Elven side?
It was the side. Yeah, it was this college side.
Yeah, but you stayed really close to the academy. Yeah. You didn't stay out in the outskirts. The one you stayed at and close to the academy does not have a place to... board two horses.
Is there a street or tavern?
Yeah, their name is Jake.
No, leave the street urchin.
Their name is Jake.
I'm not going to be mean to them. I'm just going to ask them where a stable place is.
Yeah, and they're going to say 5 gold, and then they're going to point, and then you're going to look back at them, and they're going to be disappeared.
5 gold for that? I learned a little bit from Jake.
You're only going to give them 3 gold.
I'm going to toss them like a couple of coppers. Yeah.
Rude, that's not even enough for pasta. Give them a silver at least.
We can just...
Actually, I don't have any copper, so I would do a silver. So yeah, I'll ask a street urchin. Where's
we could stop at the tavern closest to the gate. It's going to have a stable.
We could ask the gate guards where they keep their horses.
I'm just trying to get informed.
That's not how that works.
I don't know either. Dork doesn't know these things.
So there is always a tavern like right by the walls, so you can very easily see it from the road. It's actually outside the city, so there's that. It does have a couple large stables on the side of the tavern. The tavern there is called the Tangled Pot. And the sign is a very large pot with like pasta coming out of the top of it. Kind of like a little pasta monster coming out of the pan.
Is it?
No, I'm just thinking Futurama.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just thinking of pasta, man.
Alright.
Hopefully all of you have eaten.
Take the horses. They'll pay for some rooms. The horse likes you better right now. Guy, lead it to the stable. I'll rent a couple of booths. Or technically, we only need one. These horses seem to get along. So.
Dork will once again share a ration with Coco. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, man. I am going to be nice to this horse. It's working. This might be the best relationship Dork has ever had.
I have a 15 animal command to lead the horse.
Yeah, I mean, you can lead the horse with that.
It's going to go into the tavern, rent a couple rooms, if they have more than one, and then the stable spot for the horses, or for the horse and pony.
Yep, yeah, so you go in. They do say that the bartender would be a bartender's female elf. Very attractive to Theo, guessing on his preferences there. Probably even more so by the fact that she is missing an eye from a scar.
I'll go with the battle-worn one.
That seems like Theo's type.
Combat chicks.
The kind of one that would probably kick your ass and then spit on you.
I mean, don't kink shame Theo.
I'm just calling it how I see it.
Eventually, Theo will introduce Dad to his son. Her name is Matilda.
she has large tracks.
Oh, jeez.
Many goats.
So basically the people in the tavern, like the clientele around her, just they're kind of loud, obnoxious, little aggressive towards the waitstaff. But the waitstaff all appears to, if anybody gets too aggressive, then they get smacked down pretty good. So there's that.
Oh yeah. This is Theo's favorite bar now.
Wait. So if any of the patrons get a handsy, the staff are like, smack.
Fucking, it's WrestleMania in this bitch.
I do love a good fighting cook.
Fucking pile driver.
That has a double meaning.
Oh, wow.
If you're brave enough.
Wow.
That one went right over my head. Which is impressive, because I'm quite tall.
It's gonna... buy some sugar cubes for this damn horse from the bar and try one last time to be nice to this horse.
Can I provide the help action?
He's gotta do it himself. He's not gonna take your help. He's stubborn.
Yeah, so if you're getting the three rooms, she says they have three rooms to rent.
You'll pay for three rooms.
So the rooms. A bit steep, Let's go with 2 gold apiece.
That's not bad. What about stable spot?
For stable spot, she says they're included with the room. Okay. So.
Excellent.
Yes.
And the rooms do include one drink at the bar.
Woo! Oh, God. I had the worst thought. What's your cheapest drink? The pasta water.
what is the free beverage?
The pasta water.
It's just ale.
Mixed with ale. They water it down.
So yeah, the the drinks at the bar. There's a cider. There's an ale. Those are the ones that are free. And then there is another... there's some harder liquor, but that is not free.
Dork is going to go for the cider. And he wants to try to sneak out of the tavern with the glass to share some of it with Coco.
That sounds like a...
stealth check?
A sneaking... Yeah, stealth check.
12.
Let's see.
Holy shit.
Staff notice?
Listen, this is why you plan ahead of time, so somebody can provide distractions.
Oh my, I have an idea.
What?
Oof. I gotta see if this is successful first.
At least two of the staff will detect you, because that's no modifiers.
Just barely.
So, I'd say probably one of the waitstaff is, the hell you think you're doing?
It's such a nice night outside, I thought I would just drink outside.
World deception?
Are you
deception.
You're lying, though, because you're drinking outside.
No, he's not drinking outside.
But that's not my purpose. That is not my purpose. Oh god, that's an 8.
They know immediately that you're going to go have a few drinks with your pony.
Do they, though?
I don't know, maybe mind. Not.
No.
Nope, they believe me.
They send you on your way with a show enough, sweetie.
I mean, apparently there's a few tables and chairs outside to eat.
It's a full moon outside. It'd be nice to drink under the moonlight. With the aurora borealis.
I think we gotta be a little further north to see that.
Okay, so they will tell you, if you want to drink outside, go up on the roof.
Dork will go up.
That's where we see Dork try to do an acrobatics check.
Then I'm going to do an acrobatics check, jumping off of the roof.
Please tell me there's a window between where he's trying to go and where... And where he's jumping from, because I
would like to... I will say, before, if you want to do this, fine, but you are on the fourth story.
How does fall damage work in Pathfinder for everybody at home?
Never mind. I didn't realize it was that tall of a tavern.
It's three stories plus the...
You know what, on second thought, I think I'll stay in here. The music is quite nice.
Looks at Dork.
Dork, why are you being weird, Dork?
Were you going to go give cider to your damn horse?
He passes the drink over to a guy. I really didn't want the cider. I got it because horses like apples.
I mean, listen, you're not supposed to get a horse. Wait, is this alcoholic cider or regular cider? Is this hard cider or just cider?
I'm hoping it's hard.
It's hard cider.
Have you never seen alcoholic
cider?
All the
they
way?
Make regular yeah. cider. That is why I'm asking.
It is definitely alcoholic.
Give a percentage.
What, most cider is anywhere between 6 so to 8. So
yeah, it's on the higher end. It's like really strong beer.
So yeah, I'll give it to give it to guy to drink instead.
Yeah, but I already got a free drink.
But I got this for Coco.
Alright, would you prefer to have the other one? Because then we could just swap drinks.
I mean, I don't want her drinking pasta water.
No, I'm not getting Dork.
Looks at the bartender. Can I buy a bottle of whiskey? Cheap shit. I don't care.
Yeah, with these two, definitely.
I've got a bone to pick with a horse out in the... in the stable. He's being a dick, so I'm gonna get him drunk.
I can't leave the bar.
I paid for it.
Oh, he wants the whole bottle, the bar. I think.
Yeah, we can't... The alcohol can't leave the premises.
Is this one of them zoning laws? Hey.
Can food...
It's one of those...
Can college leave towns? The premise, though?
No, if you buy it here, it has to stay in here. That's
chug, 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 chug.
sits down at the table and drinks his whiskey.
So your whiskey would be, let's say
the bottle silver.
And Dork will get whatever pasta, like, daily special is for dinner.
It's not even pasta. They're just a pasta-themed restaurant. They don't sell pasta.
Like, they're, they get a blooming onion that looks like pasta, but no actual pasta.
I'm trying to think what the complete opposite food of, like, pasta would be. Would it be, like, chicken wings?
The exact opposite would be...
So...
I'm gonna go with fruit salad.
So my brain just did a weird thing for a pasta recipe, and I'm going with it, because it sounds hilarious. You know how you do, like a chicken parm?
Yeah, I love chicken parm.
The fried chicken or pasta with cheese?
Is it fried pasta?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fried, it's fried fish.
Oh, with cheese on it?
Yeah, ew. Why not?
God, that's some stuff that
I'm pretty sure fish. That's like against a lot of cooking rules.
Yeah, but are you also telling me that doesn't seem like something they would sell at Clown Burger?
I mean, if you're gonna put a half slice of cheese on there, yeah,
you can literally get a fillet of fish with cheese.
I wasn't trying to drop the specific names.
I didn't say a specific thing. No, also,
for the record, that is like my second kind of favorite sandwich that they have.
What's your firm?
Everybody knows who we're talking about, anyways.
Yeah. I mean,
there's more than one Burger Clown, but there is one The Burger Clown. Clown Burger. But also, Ograt, it's breaded. It's just carbs on carbs with fish.
Dork.
Yeah, so they have that one, and they also have a sausage.
Oh, is that like a carbonara?
I mean, it would be if there's
it's
a
just
sausage.
Just naked noodles?
Just like,
what the hell is wrong sausage. With this place?
Pretty much.
I'll still do the fish. How much is the fish special? Wait, what day of the week is it? Because there's some days you're not supposed to eat fish.
Is it Friday?
No, it's Monday.
Wait, you're not supposed to eat fish on Monday?
That's the week. That's yeah, because that's the fish left over from the weekend.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
If you're not in landlocked areas, yes, it's a thing.
Yeah, if you're in a landlocked area, you don't eat fish on Mondays because that's the weekend fish. Yeah, what day of the week is it?
Also,
Definitely is not.
Yeah,
a Monday.
We're right
plus
on the river.
You're on the river.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh God, this is weekend riverside fish.
That would be good.
Just,
but no. So how much is the fish?
So the fish is let's go with the silver for the fish. Their entrees are silver, so you have like the sausage, and it's not like just naked noodles. It's basically like sausage and like spices and seasonings, but there's no like actual sauce.
And they don't even.
It's kind of like
they don't even do like a butter sauce.
Be more of like an oil type to it.
I make a bunch of like pasta salads that way. I don't know why people insist on calling them salad, but
because pastas are salads.
I mean, I guess
it's a carb, a sauce, and a protein. It is a fucking salad.
How does garden salad? That's not important.
Yeah, please subtract your gold for whatever you're going to get as your food in this tavern, and then you have your rooms already paid for, and then we are going to call it a close at this.
I do have one question before we close. Is this the town where there was where there was that jewelry shop where there was the magic ring?
The ring that I bought? Yes.
Yes.
Would I be able to sell my diamond there? I got a lot of stuff with gems, so.
I mean, you could definitely make an offer or try to get an offer from.
Excellent. I'm gonna tip the
Actually, I'm thinking the fried fish on pasta would probably be like an Alfredo type sauce. That actually sounds really good.
Fish sauce? Alfredo
sauce? I don't know. I mean, they have shrimp.
Yeah, also,
shrimp's
would that be,
not fish.
Would that be like a scampi?
Could you do a salmon Alfredo? I don't know if I've ever seen
that. Maybe they just don't have salmon in places where culturally Alfredo is made. I bet it's a thing.
But if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have enjoyed today with the amount of topic jumping and squirreling we did today, please give us that rating and review. Tell us what you liked about the place. Do a review. We'd love to get that from the podcast podcatcher, there you go, of your choice. And if you have already given us a rating and review, or you don't have the ability to, tell your friends about us. You know, these guys, there's no telling what they're going to try and do when they get into those shows. Check them out.
And when you're done rating on your podcatcher of the day, you can come and talk to us on Discord and yell at me for all my bad puns, or praise our ability to squirrel. Or whatever. Share pictures of cats. Silver, when this episode drops, you have to share a picture of Lucifer so they have reference.
That shouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
So,
I take a lot of pictures of Lucifer, so...
And Ograd...
She's just too damn
she's
cute.
On there quite regularly.
Yeah, Ograd, you have to have some sort of Alfredo.
I can make that happen. I do chicken
So when this episode drops, and you haven't joined the Discord yet, if we haven't broken you down and you haven't joined yet, well, that'll be the time. Come check out that Alfredo and that cat.
And if we haven't beat you in the Discord stick enough yet.
I mean, listen.
Or if we have not insulted you or one of your interests or where you live.
Yeah, tell Silver how wrong he is about fedoras.
Hey, the best part about living somewhere is hearing the insults of people who don't live there, because you just get to laugh at how either wrong they are or get really sad about how right they are. Said from probably the picture of the flyover state.
Or you laugh at how right they are, because you're like, ha-ha, yeah.
You laugh in sadness.
And if Discord isn't your thing, we do have Facebook, Instagram, and formerly Twitter. I'm always on there. I'm at least mainly Facebook and Instagram. You message me, I respond for the most part. And with every episode we release, there's a graphic that is posted with the episode. And this graphic, the person who makes them only has the title. So it could tie into what's going on in the episode. It could not tie into what's going on in the episode. It's always a toss-up. They've been really good lately. And in every single one lately, we have had a hidden image. And if you find it and let us know, we can give you a shout-out.
Question. Is it usually the same hidden object in every single one? Okay, so one of these days we need to name the episode after the hidden object, and then instead of them trying to find it, see how many of the hidden object are hidden in. We do like a contest.
That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Could
do that.
Someday. And as always, Silver, hit us with the theme of the week.
So... I told Jake to be quiet on this specific one because I want to make this the theme of the week for this episode. What do the other Riverside cities call their neighbor if they insist that it is indeed not Riverside? So what do you think, you know, we'll just use like, you know, East Riverside calls West Riverside and what West Riverside calls East Riverside. What do you think they call each other if they insist that the other city is not Riverside?
Can I answer now? Oh.
No.
Answer in Discord.
For the episode to drop.
Yeah, you answered in the theme of the week part of the Discord.
I guess you better join that Discord.
You have to answer it like... You have to answer it like just, everyone else.
Not special.
hold on. Let's not jump to conclusions there, Ograd. and paperwork that says otherwise.
As always,
we love you.
love you. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.